Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your host, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World.
It's Sunday, September 25th, 2022, broadcasting from the Whitfield Media Group studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Joining me is the next Joe Rogan, which is Clint Powell.
Yes.
He just told me he's done over 800 podcasts, and he's a professional. He's just waiting for the call.
Absolutely. And if you take into Dayfire podcast, I am approaching, I would guess, yeah, I'm probably approaching 1,000, almost 1,000 podcasts with Dayfire, with Dawson and during the break. So, yeah, thank you, sir.
Pretty damn cool. I want to say, I want to eliminate a myth that Edward Jones never gets under the weather. I'm not really under the weather, and I'm not trying to have a sexy radio voice.
Well, good, because that would get awkward. You're looking right at me when you said that. So, thank you for clearing that up.
And there was a little smirk on my face at the moment.
Yes, there was.
But ragweed is not my friend.
Yeah.
And, thinking back on it, even back when I was married, I remember this time of year, for about 3 to 6 days, I would have this congestion, which we all know about if you have it, with, even the cough, the runny eyes, the runny nose.
Yep.
And you're not sick. It's just you don't feel your best. But you know ragweed and these type of allergies can make you have brain fog, great fatigue, and certainly change your mood.
Yeah, I got, I don't think mine was allergies, but last week I get, once or twice a year, I get something in my lungs that starts moving into the bronchitis world, and it hit me like clockwork, and they put me on antibiotics. I know we preach sometimes for it and against it, but sometimes it works, and it works for me every single time. And it's really weird, that Oura Ring you gave me, I could tell a day or two before, my body temperature went up slightly while I slept, my heart rate went up slightly while I slept, and sure enough, within 48 hours, I started feeling under the weather, got on antibiotics, and it was about a 5 or 6 day run. And then all of a sudden, I woke up one morning, my body temperature was down, my heart rate was down, and guess what? I felt a little better that day, and so the Oura Ring worked. But to your point, a lot of it starts as sinuses, and then it moves into other things. So same as you, I've been outside working in the yard because it feels great right now.
Well, I don't want to say, again, my philosophy is a little bit different than the masses, because including me, I have been brainwashed and hypnotized by the media, by the health professionals. One thing I tend to always tell myself is I'm going to be okay.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is not going to kill me. And you know what? It's okay to not be okay for a temporary period of time. We as a nation want instant gratification on many levels, but we also want it when we're not feeling our best. And the body has processes built into it that are spectacular, but they're slow. And when we mask symptoms with drugs, all drugs have side effects. I mean, why don't you take some Benadryl? Well, because it enlarges my prostate. And Benadryl also decreases your memory. Not short term, it doesn't. But I just choose to use the natural path instead. And so I'm using a product called Alertica by Ootsie. It's a great company. And it has stinging nettles and a few herbs in it that help to decrease some of the symptoms. No, it's not fantastic. It takes the edge off. The other thing I do is make sure the immune system is boosted with the things. And I did a YouTube on Nutrition World on a great herb. I'm going to have to bring it up.
We'll look it up during the break.
It is the most unusual spelling, and I want to make sure I say it exactly right.
When did you do it?
I just did it a few days ago.
Okay.
Look on Nutrition World's YouTube real quick. But what this is, it's the king of bitters. And this herb is used and has been used since the early 1900s by about 70% of the other countries of the world. And I am seeing some tremendous research. I actually looked up on PubMed.
Is it andrographis?
Andrographis, thank you.
Yeah.
I said brain fog comes with having this allergy. So andrographis. amazing. And if you go to Nutrition World's YouTube, I did about a 4-minute, 5-minute video on the benefits of this. And what I said was, it's antiviral. So I'm taking two of these in case it's a virus. I did test to make sure, Clint, that I didn't have COVID.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, I have a picture of it, too, to prove.
I don't ask for it, but as long as I trust you. So thank you, though.
Yeah, I didn't want to, you know.
Yeah.
Despite all the controversy, it's still consideration and foolish to expose other people.
Absolutely.
To any germ. I don't care what germ that is.
Yeah, I'd be frustrated if you came here with the flu.
That's right.
Yeah, whatever it is. Right.
Yeah, and I mean, I didn't kiss you when you came in because I respect you.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Things are changing around here, ladies and gentlemen. And now Dr. Green's gone.
Oh, yeah. I've gotten crazy. So
let me ask you this, though, because I wanted to ask your advice. So I have something I bought, I bought it about 7-8 months ago, and you told me not to take it every day. You told me to take it when I started feeling bad, if I started feeling bad. Olive leaf.
And that's my mainstay.
Okay, but how many should I have? And this is me getting personal stuff on the radio show, so we can talk about it offline. But I bought the brand you told me to buy. I took 2 in the morning, 2 at night. But I should have taken more, or is that enough?
6 a day for the 180-pound guy.
Okay, 3 in the morning, 3 at night. Okay, yep.
It is the strongest antiviral there is. Probably now andrographis is coming up. I don't have the life experience. I've got 30 years experience with olive leaf. Anytime I have a symptom, I take that. What does it mean? That means I won't feel the one single bit better for 3 days. But instead of me being under the weather for 7 days, I'll turn the corner at day 4.
Gotcha.
And it does help prevent secondary infections in my mind, because the olive leaf, nature has a pharmacy built into itself that will never be equaled by chemical pharmaceuticals. Well, the olive tree, the leaf, never can get an infection from anything because it has this product, this molecule called oleuropein, and that is extremely antiviral. Well, just because it isn't a leaf doesn't mean it works for us, but I can tell you one thing, it works for us.
Mm-hmm.
And the studies are quite clear. Again, people, it's about, you know, taking control of your health by knowing what to do when you need it. You don't get under the weather feeling horrible on day 3, then you start looking for remedies. It's too late.
Right.
If you don't start something in 36 hours, you've missed the window of opportunity. You know, the old saying is, well, I've got a cold, and if I do all of these remedies, I'm going to get better in 7 days. And if I don't do anything, I'll get better in a week.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's kind of the case. And the thing is that the remedies at CVS and Walgreens, they're not going to shorten anything unless it may be the zinc things that they sell, maybe the elderberry. But the normal make you feel better remedies are patching. They're symptoms relief, which is fine. I would like to not have the gravelly voice. I would like to not have the little bit scratchy throat. But you know what? I'm going to be okay with not being okay. And I trust my intuitive power. Regardless if I do nothing or I do a lot, it's going to get me well.
Well, I broke down last week and I did the coughs. I had to go get some like hard strength cough medicine. I couldn't sleep.
Yep.
I was taking the olive leaf. I was doing everything I could. And again, I know there's no guarantee. It doesn't mean you're immune to sickness. It doesn't create you a Teflon. But I went and got the cough syrup. But I'm a big believer of all the stuff I took. And all of the stuff that I've learned helped me get over this much faster. I can give you a great example. A year before COVID, I got the exact same thing. I was down for 3 weeks, had to go to the doctor to get some immediate medications. This time, I was 5-6 days, didn't feel great, was never horrible, and the outcome was much, much better. So there we go.
That's the exact story. And that's where people, you know, they'll take the nutrients and day 2, they'll say, "There's not working." Well, it's because they're not there to cover symptoms.
Well, they look at Ed and go, "Look at Ed. He's sick." Well, I mean, everything on the planet is born or created and then dies and goes away. That's the whole process of us. So what you're doing does, like you said, and you started the show off this way, doesn't mean Ed doesn't get sick. It means that Ed is in a better place to fight the sickness and feel better during the course of it.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, Linus Pauling, who's one of my heroes, I mean, Nobel Peace Prize person who basically put vitamin C on the map. He took 10,000 milligrams per day. And when he died at 93 of prostate cancer, so many people came out and said, "See, it doesn't work." At 93.
Yeah.
But that's because they already wanted to disprove that theory.
I have a friend, I will not mention names, but you'll love it. We're talking about just working out when we were younger and stuff. And he pulled up a video. He goes, "Look at this." And I go, "What?" This is probably a year ago. He goes, "Look at this." He goes, look at this young guy cheek curling. You know, curl, you know, and I've done cheek curls, especially if you're trying to use heavier weight. You get, when I was young, that's a way to get stronger, cheek curls. There's actually a good way to do it. And he goes, look at that guy, man. He's cheating his form. Okay. Hey, Ed, this guy was 6'3", about 245 pounds, maybe 8% body fat, just strong as a bull. And I looked at my buddy and I'm like, we are the fat dudes now critiquing the people. I said, really? You're critiquing that guy's form? Let me see. How about your curl form? When's the last time you picked up a barbell or dumbbell? And he goes, well, I'm just saying, man, he's going to hurt himself. I'm like, dude, me and you are 50 pounds overweight. What are you? This is back, you know, a while back. I go, what are we doing here? Because some people just like to point out the things that they can't do and find the holes in the story.
That is so, so true. Hey, when we come back, I got a lot of good notes. I want to talk about, one is the myth now, two myths I'm going to talk about. Okay. One of which is this new book that I've read called The Salt Fix that is incredible. It's life-changing. The second one is the myth about, does coffee dehydrate us? And there's been some studies that came out that were quite impressive, plus a bunch of other stuff. So it is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about all these notes. And we'll talk about the little trip you made to the oxygen chamber. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
And actually, I had a wild experience that I will explain to you where I actually had to hit the alarm button on Monday and I had to get out early. So that plus more to come as we continue for the next Joe Rogan, Clint Powell. I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Listen up, race fans. The 2022 Outboard Drag Boat Association World Championship is coming to Chattanooga October 1st and 2nd. You'll see over 80 teams trying to become world champions from over 14 states and two countries. This year's event is being held at Chester Frost Park with admission only $10 per person for a day of outstanding racing on the water. For more information, check out ChattanoogaSports.com.
Rick Davis Golden Diamonds is your number one stop for buying and selling fine jewelry, antiques, watches, and coins. Are you ready to take the next step with your significant other? Love is in the air, and Rick Davis has you covered for all your wedding and engagement rings. Their annual bridal sale is going on now. They're buying and selling every day at Rick Davis Golden Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road in Chattanooga, or online now at rickdavisgoldendiamonds.net. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for your home radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least three times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
It's getting hot and crazy. Tiptoe run across the parking lot. Hot is on the way. Yep, crazy hot is coming. That means your AC will be working overtime. Call Carter Heating and Air. You know the drill. You leave for work in the morning, everything feels great. Walk in the house that evening and it's hot. Yes, crazy hot. Call Carter Heating and Air, 899-1500. Don't live with crazy hot. Carter can help. Online at carterhvac.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga. Don't miss it, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones, back with my buddy, partner, Clint Powell. Hey, all my life, or at least the last 25 years, I've joked about something that I've made up. And it was really interesting. I found someone else who says the same thing that I did. Now, don't take this totally literal, but it is generally true. People ask, did you go see the doctor? If I have anything wrong, it doesn't matter if it's a hangnail to this crud.
Right.
And I said, yep, I did. I always go to the same doctor because I trust this one more than any doctor I know. Who is that? I want to know what Dr. Ed Jones goes to who trusts more than anything.
Dr. Pepper.
Exactly. No, did you read my mind? Dr. Pepper. Yeah. And so this article came out yesterday. It said, forget real doctors. Elizabeth Sullivan turned 104 years old, and she told the CBS News that the doctor she turns to is none other than Dr. Pepper. People try to give me coffee for breakfast. Well, I'd rather have a Dr. Pepper, she said. I started drinking them about 40 years ago, three a day. Every doctor that sees me says they'll kill you. But you know what? The doctors die and I don't. So there must be a mistake somewhere. And to mark the occasion, the soft drink company sent her a huge cake shaped like Dr. Pepper. I love her.
I had no idea that's where you were going.
Yes, yeah.
I was just going, well, I was going to say Fauci or Pepper or something. I was going to make fun of you. And by golly, I nailed it.
And you did not know.
That's a great article, though. That's great.
It was.
Yeah.
A great, fantastic book. And I love dispelling myths because what's happened in this country, and physicians are clueless to that as a general rule, there's been so much backroom agendas with profits that has formulated how should we eat, how should we treat medical conditions, what works, what doesn't work, and it really doesn't have as much to do with truth as it does with agendas. Mm-hmm. I mean, just like the arthroscopic surgery where they did a good number of people who had chronic knee problems, and they did, you know, hundreds of them, put them under anesthesia, stuck holes in their knee, half of them got surgery arthroscopically, half didn't. The ones who got the surgery actually fared less well with the long term than the people who got the sham surgery. There is so much unknown. And the thing is, you can sell procedures and drugs to a person who feels the need for those things so instantly because we want to be good. We want to be well. We want to do it easily. Well, one of those myths is salt. There's a book out called The Salt Fix. And the guy's name is very long, the doctor who wrote it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to try to pronounce it. Di Nicolantonio. And I've always believed this, but I didn't have the substantiation for my belief system until now. And he's saying that the low-salt dogma is simply wrong. He's a leading cardiovascular research scientist and reviewed more than 500 publications to unravel the impact of salt on blood pressure and heart disease, and he's reached some startling conclusions. The vast majority of us don't need to watch our salt intake. In fact, for most of us, more salt is advantageous. Right here on the cover, too little salt can make you crave sugar and refined carbs, send the body into a semi-starvation mode, and lead to weight gain, insulin resistance, type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, chronic kidney disease, and increased blood pressure. But eating salt, especially the higher quality like Celtic, Himalayan, not the super refined, improves everything from your sleep to your energy to your mental focus to your fitness, fertility, and sexual performance, and stave off common chronic illnesses, including heart disease. Now, that doesn't mean you go crazy on it, but, you know, I haven't picked up a salt shaker in maybe five times in 10 years. And because I don't want to develop a taste for salt. That's what I don't want. I want to be able to taste the food of itself without the spices on it. What do? I take Himalayan sea salt recently. In fact, my TikTok under EdJones63, I did one on taking salt before going in the gym. Well, salt helps the body to produce more blood flow. It produces more of the liquids and the hydration that moves into the muscle cell. Mm-hmm. In fact, Adam, you know Adam at Nutrition World, he's counseling a lady that's going to be in a bodybuilding contest this week. He's had her on, talked to him this morning or yesterday morning, about 8 capsules of salt the last 5 days of her contest preparation. She was in the contest I was in a few months ago, and she is ripped to shreds, and more than she was in my contest, and it's because of the salt.
Wow.
The salt is magical. And when you think about the fact of how many animals require salt and how wild animals will search into caves to lick salt, it is one of the most important minerals there is.
Sea salt. I love almonds with sea salt.
Well, the word sea salt is one of those, again, advertising gimmicks.
Okay, hold on a second. I just want to say this real quick. I want to say this on behalf of everybody. You're a dream killer. That's what you are. You're a dream killer, and it's frustrating because I was all happy that I'm eating my almonds with my healthy sea salt, and I get the word salt out of my mouth, and you're like, that's marketing, Clint. So my question is, that's what I was going to ask. How can I, if you're buying it from the store, it's probably not good?
No, it's still good. No, okay. I'm not going to say don't do it. I would prefer it to be the Rolls-Royce version instead of the Chevrolet.
What is the Rolls-Royce version?
It is, you do your own almonds, you roast them, and you put Himalayan, Celtic, real salt, salts that have been mined from the earth and have not been refined.
Do you sell those salts?
Yes, we sell them. Nutrition World does. We have 3 different versions of it, and it tastes the same. It looks a little darker because it hasn't been removed. It's just like sugar.
Yeah.
The whole sugar is different than the refined sugar. And just getting real salt, I mean, it costs $2 a bottle. It's super cheap. And so I would err on the side of a better salt.
Oh, well, then I'll come get some better salt when I pick up my green drink here. Hey, I'll tell you a great story. My dad has been a salt lover for as long as I can remember. When I grew up, before he would go to work every morning, he would take a small glass, you know those like small jelly jars that we used to turn into cups? He would take a small glass of orange juice. Before he did that, though, he would fill the bottom up of salt where you could see it. It was it had to be an eighth of an inch. I mean, you can see it. He puts his hand over the top of it, shakes it, downs it like a shot of tequila, and goes to work.
He was way ahead of his time. There's a diet that I saw on the internet, and I don't know much about it. I think it was called the Tiger Diet or something. This guy's been doing similar to that for decades, and he believes in eating more of a carnivore diet, but he believes totally in doing exactly what your dad is doing.
He's been doing that since the 70s when I remember watching him do that, because I was like, that is just disgusting.
Well, you know, how cool is it, those of us who are older like this? I mean, the old school bodybuilders were using high fat diets and high protein. We didn't have the word keto. We didn't know what that meant. And people laughed at them, and you're going to kill yourself. Well, they ended up killing themselves through steroid use, but it wasn't because of the diet in most cases.
Yeah.
But this book called The Salt Fix, it's on Audible, and you can certainly order the book. I am so impressed with that.
That's awesome.
I go to a physical therapist. I've kind of, my hip thing, I'm managing is what I'm doing, and I'm slowly getting better. And I've decided to release my mental state from trying to fix it, because as long as we think we're broken, the fix is actually harder to achieve, because the problem with a lot of chronic pain is that the brain is what's producing the pain because of perceived fear. The brain is not real good at evaluating pain. You know, most of our lives, or my life, I thought pain is such a good signal. It tells us when to stop moving. It tells us when to go seek help. It's actually a pretty poor indicator unless it's acute pain. If you trip off the curb and you sprain your ankle, that pain, it needs to be respected. You have a kidney stone. You have a heart attack. But this chronic pain that goes on without apparent damage to your body, because what if you tripped on that curb, your body's going to heal itself in 6 weeks, most likely. Now, if it doesn't, what can happen is the pain signal gets stuck on because the brain wants to protect that body part. And if it perceives fear of any kind, it's going to keep the pain going. So I'm huge about maneuvering into the more psychological aspect of this, as I have on NutritionW.com when I interviewed Dr. Matt McClanahan. You go back and listen to our interview, it will bring you to your knees if you have chronic pain, because it's a whole radical change. Again, myth of our healing. But my physical therapist, I go to Mary Stoker at Nutrition World. She's fabulous. But I also go to Ken Keach. He's down the street from me. Mm-hmm. And all he's doing is evaluating now. He's not giving me any magical things to give me some exercise. But what I want him to do is say, are you getting better? Are you getting worse? Or are you staying the same? Because he has the experience to determine that through his testing. Well, I am getting better. He says, you're getting stronger than you have since you've been coming to me, which has been about 9 months. But it was so... Excuse me.
That's okay.
What was interesting, he showed me a book, and it was by a guy. It was a book about this guy named Sir Astley Cooper. He was a doctor in the 1780s. I am so fascinated by the look of health before we had all the interventions. What he did was, because there was no x-rays, and, you know, this just sings a song to me when I hear these things, but... So all the people that he would treat or observe that had either bad injuries to their hips, had wear and tear, had breakages, had old age, all this. Well, he couldn't see what was wrong with their hip. He just heard symptoms because he can't look into it. So what he did was he asked these people, could I do an autopsy on you when you die for me to look at your hip? That's the only way they could look at it.
Right.
So what he did was he looked at all these people's hips that had zero treatment, because there wasn't a treatment. I'm sure if you had pain, alcohol was probably the only, or you actually did have hemp and CBD,
right.
All those products, and you had cocaine and things, but most people couldn't afford that. Well, what he did was he did engraving of these people's hips. He actually took a pen, drew it out exactly, and then he would have it engraved on a plate. So he would have a record of these people's hips. And the book is unbelievable. In fact, I know you can't tell from this little picture here. What the hip did is it did not matter if the ball and see this picture here. Mm-hmm. I'm showing Clint the ball and joint of like this is a socket and a ball and joint. It's completely inches away from where it's supposed to be due to whatever reason that happened. Well, the body is miraculous, because actually what happened, like he says, the following engravings were taken from the work of Sir Astley Cooper from 1700 through 1830. It said the engravings show the remarkable capacity of nature to heal even the most severe injuries, and through the process of what we call remodeling, restored the function, perhaps not entirely, but adequately in most cases,
right,
where people could function. And it had to do with, it didn't matter if it was a tendon, a ligament, a capsule, or a cartilage. And what he was trying to do was kind of pep me up a little bit.
Yeah.
Because they just happened when I went. I was like, you know, sometimes I'm getting a little frustrated because I'm so healthy, I'm so vibrant in other areas, but my hip's not getting better. He said, you are getting better. You're getting stronger. Your flexibility is slightly improving. The body's remodeling it. No matter what's wrong, the body's going to try to make you have the capacity to function in life. Well, this week alone, I've heard of three people, one of which is a great friend of mine who had a knee replacement, and his knee now will not move. It's frozen. They're going to have to go back in. They're going to have to put him under anesthesia, break all the scar tissue. Not saying that he could have just done nothing now. I'm not saying that.
Right.
But the promise that we're told is kind of an empty promise sometimes, and sometimes it's not. But I love the Sir Astley Cooper engravings, because we need to know that we are built to last, we're built to heal, and we have to use common sense, and we also have to do the right things to help our body. But we are not victims, and we don't have to always think everything's wrong. Anything wrong with me, I have to run for a mechanic.
Well, no, but I like what you've done, though, and you kind of hinted at it before when you started talking about this. I think personally, this is Clint's street doctor degree coming out. I think it's good to go investigate if you can find the genesis of the pain.
Yes.
Though.
No.
Because before you just have your mind that my body will remodel this and heal, which it might and it will. But if there is a legitimate, the doctor can point and say, here is the problem. That's where the advances in medicine to me are. Oh. I mean, I've got an artificial left hip, and man, if I didn't have that 10 years ago, I'd be in trouble.
Well, no, you're exactly right.
I like that you've investigated. You've gone through everything. Yeah.
But the thing is, 80% of all people over the age of 40 have dysfunctional joints in some way or the other, but only 15% have pain.
Mm.
So that is very, very documented. That's not a myth. It's not a, not just made up information. So, and I'm by no means saying that people are just trying to do it for profit. But if I was an orthopedic surgeon, I could talk every single patient into buying my service because I can point to a picture on the wall and say, look at this little joint. It's got some calcification in it. No wonder you're hurting so bad. Hey, we need to remove
that's
this.
That's the reason I love doctors that have told me not to have surgery in the past. I go back to them.
Yep.
Hey, and you know, maybe we have more pain though, Ed, because we were such super athletes when we were younger. Maybe that's it. We were just so top line athletes that we put our body through. So, or maybe not.
I think like a fast race car, you know. Yeah, that was us. We were on top of
it. Oh, yeah.
I mean, when I won the Super Bowl in 72 and 73.
Listen, all I'm saying is this. I can tell everybody how great of an athlete I was because there's no video like we have nowadays. And all the people that would deny it that know me, I'll just call liars. I don't think they're liars. They don't know what they're talking about. They're old, like me.
All those fights I got into as a police officer, I whipped every person. And
absolutely.
I did it with my pinky finger, actually.
Brain fog. If you remember differently, it's brain fog.
All right. Well, that was the quickest 15 minutes of nonsense.
It was good stuff. It was good stuff.
Well, it is time to take another break. I got several notes more, one of which on restless legs coming up. Mm-hmm. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Rock 105, your home for racing talk radio, presented by Vascular Institute. Every Monday at 6 p.m., join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr for the latest news in NASCAR, on and off the racetrack, and, well, some other craziness. Dude, what about all these changes ahead in 2022? We'll break it all down and cover it all. Each week, tune into Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there. ADS Security can do that for you. ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
I'm Matt Davis.
And I'm Darren Johnson.
Join us for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download.
It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding.
And some other craziness as well.
You can expect many great guests and a lot of fascinating stories.
Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location.
Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts.
Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeUChattanooga.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Clint Powell. One of my greatest employees of staff, we have 28 now, is Ashley. I just want to congratulate her. She got married. And she's just a wonderful person, and look forward to many years of her being part of the Nutritional Health family. And our remodeling is about done now.
It looks great from the outside,
thank
by
you,
the
thank
way.
Thank you. They're putting up a lot more of the wood on the other side, and.
Yeah.
But very happy, very proud. I want to say, if you've never had restless legs, you don't know what you're talking about, because restless legs can literally drive your mental state to an edge. I don't know why. I've dabbled. I think I'm kind of like doctors who go to medical school and pre-med, and they get every disease in the Merck manual temporarily.
Right.
And because I've heard every disease in the Merck manual, which is the manual that talks to all about every disease, because I have people who walk in and say, you know, I had this little red dot, and about 3 weeks later, I was diagnosed with a bone cancer. Well, you know, every red dot I have, I've had bone cancer.
Why would you say that one? Now I'm going to go home and look at for red dot. You could have come up with something
actually melanoma, but it did
go
to the
matter.
Bone,
so. Now it doesn't matter. You've ruined it for me. Keep going, sir.
So I've had every disease known to man, yeah. And I'm still here. Well, restless legs, due to whatever reason, and I think some of it was just lifestyle and, you know, stress of marriage and things like that. I always got to throw my alimony stress in, too. But I can't. Hey, I got 22 months left. Don't tell her, though. She may think it's 24 months.
This is a worldwide podcast and millions of people listening, sir. Good luck.
Restless legs. They did a study on a good number of people and found that pycnogenol, which is also known as pine bark, decreased the crawling sensation. We know that's a very good term for restless legs, by 33%, and decreased aching by 72%, and decreased the throbbing, not the crawling, by 63%. I love this product because one is on PubMed again. I look up these things to make sure they're credible. And I've known about this for many, many years. I've recommended this for ADD for young children for 25 years. You send them to school with a dose of pine bark or pycnogenol, they will have more attention. Now, it's not the only solution to it, but it's an easy solution. It's safe. But anybody out there listening to has restless legs, come in and get some pycnogenol or pine bark. And what you need to do is take 1 milligram per pound of body weight per day. So if you weigh 200 pounds, take 200 milligrams of it. Now, it's not super cheap, but it's worth it. And you'll know in 4 to 8 weeks. Again, legally, you know, if you have medical conditions, ask your doctor. I don't know of any contraindications unless you're on Coumadin. So you could ask Dr. Pepper. He's all about it now.
Yeah, that's what his specialty has become.
He's
restless leg, and
his specialty is whatever I talk about.
Absolutely, that's their new doctor reference. You know, according to Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. My daughter Katie did a wonderful podcast on nutritionw.com. You just go scroll down, hit podcast, and see it on aromatherapy. Interviewed a lady from a company called Pranaram. Pranaram, we've had their national educator here on Vital Health Radio, Dr. Green and I did. And Pranaram's the only essential oil sold by prescription in France because it's so powerful and it's so clean and it's so effective. These are actually the blood of a plant, and they are, anything you put in your skin is going to go within your body. So it's kind of like an injection in a way. You got to know what you're doing, people. That's the thing. Take control of your health. You can't take control if you don't know some basics. So now's the time to learn these. You don't wait until you've got one foot in the hospital and the other in the grave,
right,
and expect to do this stuff. And again, I want to remind people, Andrographis, that's my latest one on YouTube on the King of Bitters. Again, positive research on cancer, on autoimmune, on viruses, on so many levels. And the fact that in 1918, it was in India, it was the only herb that really showed effectiveness against the Spanish flu that was killing tons and tens of millions of people. Andrographis was used in India with great success. My other Nutrition World video I did last week was on blood work, why you should get blood work. Now, I'm not talking your normal go to the physical blood work. I'm talking about really in-depth blood work that tells you, how fast am I aging? Where's my inflammation? What can we sideline now before we get to a critical point? You know, I see people, and I sometimes see actually animals, and they have blood work, and they're on the verge of something, and the health professional says, we'll keep an eye on it. There's some truth to that, and there's also not, because what if you had a tire that was half flat, and I said, Clint, we'll just keep an eye on that tire.
Yeah.
That makes the least sense of anything. Well, that's true, too, somewhat on blood work, because when they say keep an eye, they're saying, let's check it next year. A lot can happen in 6 months to a year. So look at my blood work video and demand the kind of blood work you need, or come to Nutrition World every Tuesday downstairs from 8 to 11, or the last Friday of the month from 8 to 11 at Nutrition World upstairs. One thing we're starting to sell, Clint, I don't know if you've heard of microgreens. Microgreens is a very exciting product. I've been looking into it for about 10 years. What it is they can take any plant that we grow as a vegetable, or any plant actually, and you kind of sprout it is what you do. You're not growing it where you're going to grow the plant. And what it does when you do it at this stage is it concentrates the active ingredients by somewhere between 10 to 100 times more potent. And the thing that excites me is the broccoli microgreens. We have found people who actually have been, what they say, in the medical community, cured of breast cancer and prostate cancer using this.
So you got to be careful using those words like cure.
I know.
I'm just saying.
I didn't say I cured them. I said the research says.
you can go look at research.
Yes.
See, but that's my job is to push
Thank
back
you.
And say.
And
but what is that, the micro? Is it this is me being silly. Is it a pill? Is it a powder?
No, it's a farmer in town who's growing this for us. And I put it on the Facebook of Vital Health Radio. I got his picture, and he's a super guy. I mean, he's like, I think probably 80. His life revolves around growing these microgreens. And the weird thing is they also taste good. They taste like whatever vegetable is, and all you're looking at is green leaves.
Right.
But the thing is the sulforaphane within that broccoli and the cantaloupe and the radish and all the other things he grows is so concentrated that for ADD and for autism, it activates the brain within 2 days.
I'm going to have to go see what this looks like.
Yeah. I mean, look at the picture on Vital Health Radio.
I'm sorry.
Vital Health Radio Facebook picture.
All right. Keep going. I interrupted you. My fault, sir.
One other thing I posted on Vital Health Radio Facebook. Do mobile phones affect sleep? And there's a lot of controversy surrounding this. And I'm aware that we don't know really what is going to end up being the truth of this. But I'm concerned that exposure to EMFs are not healthy. But what we did find, and this Dr. Greger, who's very skeptical of things, he did say that, I think I'm going to go by memory, if you expose yourself to a lot of cell phone before bedtime, it takes 50 minutes to get to sleep. If you don't, it takes 20. Well, if you're 2.5 timing yourself getting to sleep, that's going to affect your quality of life. So that's pretty dramatic, that is. Now, Dr., one other post I love to see, Dr. Resnick, who's been on Vital Health 2 or 3 times, I've got a couple podcasts on The Holistic Navigator, he posted that 72% increase in the risk of colon cancer in men is now being shown, and one of the bigger factors is processed food. Men, as a whole, are terrible about making food choices. Mm-hmm. You know, the women in their lives are the ones who kind of take care of a lot of that, but they don't take care of them swinging into Hardee's in the morning and at lunch. They only take care of it at supper.
Right.
And until men's bodies break down, they rarely are going to do much about it. And even if they do break down, sometimes they don't do much about it. So
I looked at the pictures on Facebook of the microgreens, and I don't see it, of course, because I didn't look into it that hard. But I'm anxious to see, what does the cantaloupes look like? Are they regular? I mean, you're looking at me like I'm an idiot. I don't understand. I'm just looking at it.
They look like.
I mean, are they regular?
They just look like kind of grass growing.
Okay.
With a little bit of sprouting things on the end. So they're like leaves.
Wow.
But they're so concentrated, and the taste is phenomenal.
So, okay, this is where you might regret, ladies and gentlemen. This may be the last radio show I'm on. Do they taste?
Great. They taste fantastic.
Does it taste like cantaloupe, or does it?
If you closed your eyes and you put them in your mouth, you say cantaloupe, broccoli, radish.
So does he sell these like sporadically, or are they always there now?
I think he comes every Thursday.
That's amazing.
There's little trays.
I saw them. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what they are.
Well, by golly, I will be there for some mini cantaloupe. I don't even know what you call them, but I'm going to try that.
Yeah.
And the broccoli. But go ahead. Sorry.
Well, the other thing, the myth of, and we've all heard this, coffee dehydrates you. If you drink coffee, you can't compensate with enough water. It absolutely, and I never believed this. I really haven't. And now it's been disproven in a very large study. It said coffee drinkers may now enjoy the same hydration from coffee as you get from water. Now, that's not true if there's sugar in it.
So, but you mean sugar? Like I use the natural stevia.
That doesn't affect it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But artificial sugars do.
Yeah.
Like sucralose. No. You know, my opinion is the best way to hydrate is through coconut water or some of the powders that we sell, not Gatorade. That is not the best way to do it.
But I'd heard that before, though, about coffee being, you know, hydrating you, too, because I've heard that before, too. And thank goodness, because I am 3 cups of coffee, a giant glass of water, and my green drink before 8 o'clock every morning.
Well, and you're going to pee more because you just have more liquids in you. And people thought you're going to the bathroom more, but that's because you drank 3 cups of coffee. You'd have gone the same amount if you drank 3 cups of water.
Yeah.
Now, because coffee now has been found pretty much strongly to indicate it reduces the risk of type 2 diabetes, stroke, cardio disease, and premature death. And it actually benefits athletes, as we know, because it makes the oxygen a little bit more effective. And on Parkinson's, it's shown if you drink 6 cups a day, your risk of Parkinson's lowered by 40%.
6 cups of coffee a day is a lot of coffee, by the way.
And I don't know if that's small or big.
Yeah.
It's probably equal to your 3 big ones.
I drink 3. Yeah. I drink some big old cups of coffee, man.
I love
my coffee. I'm a coffee. And I think I've told you what I do. I put in my coffee. And I should probably come in and just see if you have a coffee blend that's got most of the stuff I put in. Because my first cup, now my second, third cups are just with some stevia. But my first cup has got, it's got stuff in it.
Oh.
I put Benefiber. I put coconut. I put some coconut
oil
in it. Just the kind of you get at your place. I put some turmeric in it. I put some apple cider vinegar in it and some stevia.
I put virgins in all my coffees. I mean, virgin coconut oil. I also recommend that you get organic, please, because
my Folgers isn't going to work.
Because these coffees are being sprayed in other countries with people who cannot read the label on the insecticide cans. And then the fungicides and the DDTs and many things that are legal over there that are not legal here. Now, the cost of organic is not that much more in the commercial market. I mean, you don't have to come to Nutrition World. We sell it.
Yeah.
Just get it at Aldi's. Get it at Costco. Get it somewhere. But try to switch your home brews to organic. And that's where I've always been disappointed with Starbucks. Unless you go to one of their specialty stores, they don't have organic.
So do you trust the emblem on the stuff that you can buy off the shelf that say organic? You trust that?
Yes.
Okay.
I trust it pretty well.
Okay.
I really do.
All right, good. That's good to know.
And also, during this allergy season, we are carrying, finally, a honey that's actually made so close to Chattanooga, and it's under a label called Maize Medicinals Honey. We know the beekeeper. I mean, we're getting so into this local stuff that we are doing our homework to make sure, one, is they're credible, two, they're doing it the right way, three, is the kind of product that I would consume. We're going to be carrying all kind of meats. We're going to be carrying, we have meats coming from all over that are totally organic, glandular meats like heart and liver, because if you see on TikTok, what's the guy on TikTok?
Liver King. He's on Instagram.
And also
too.
Dr. Saladino.
Yeah.
Both of them are into the carnivore diet, and I never thought I would be. I tend to lean that direction. So again, get organic coffee. Come get some Maize Medicinal Honey. It's just fantastic. I want to say real quickly before we run out of time. You know, recruitment for the military is down by over almost 50% because people will not take the vaccine. They simply won't. And I'm going to speak next week. I'm not going to do it this week, but I got to be cautious with this. I want to come up with an award for people. And by no means when I say this is I'm not throwing people who don't deserve the award under the bus. I understand this terrible confusion, fear, a backed in the corner kind of pressure that we've all been under with COVID and the jab and the this and the that. But there are heroes in this life that are living right now who stood up to every single person in their life, including their job, to stand firm on a belief. That belief was that shot was not for them.
Mm-hmm.
And most of these are healthy people. They're people, now when they're unhealthy, I think that you should get the shot. If you have two or more risk factors, I've said it with Dr. Green for the whole time of COVID, if you have two more risk factors, you can't do anything about it, get the shot because it probably could save your life. But when you look at the myocarditis, the heart inflammation and the clotting that has come from this shot, and the fact that miscarriages have tripled, and the fact that cancer rates are skyrocketing, maybe it's that, maybe it's not, maybe it's half that. The people who had to be their own self-counselor because their brothers, their sisters, their mamas, their daddies, and even their kids sometimes said, I don't want to see you because you won't do a shot, and they were shamed on that. Guess what? The pendulum's swinging the other way now. And now it is obvious that even the CDC says people need to have personal responsibility for these decisions,
right?
Not the government telling them. So here, and I'm going to have a whole thing on the heroes of the month. I used to have the thing COVID coward of the week, and people who I'd call out. I have no fear of that. I'm very outspoken about it. I'm also, I want to be kind about it. I'm not saying people are terrible if they made the wrong decision.
Like, it was a hard, we've talked about this before. We were in the middle of two decisions, and there was fear and benefits and cons. Either way you went. And for people to judge people and go, you are evil for this, I just don't understand that part of it. Yeah.
Because the choice was between a bad disease and a potential bad vaccine.
What? Yeah.
That's tough.
I don't want to get anybody I love sick.
But
we didn't know that at first. I thought I was going to get people sick. I didn't want to get my mom and my dad and my kids sick.
Yep.
You know, so anyway.
And now we're learning that taking the shot for a period of time is actually going to perhaps make other people sick because you are spreading some of that. Well, it is time to take a break. We come back, a couple words of wisdom and a couple more points for our health, points to help you take control of your health. That plus more to come as we continue for Clint Powell and Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
Guess what? We talk about it all on During the Break podcast, which you can find on your favorite podcast platform. Religion, politics, business, marketing, sales, exercise, nutrition, entertainment, adventure, life. Plus, I do some solo episodes about lessons I've learned along the way. You name it, we talk about it on During the Break podcast. Just search it on your favorite podcast platform, During the Break podcast, with Clint Powell.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making live life better for your busy lifestyle. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels, because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeUChattanooga.com.
It's getting hot and crazy. Tiptoe run across the parking lot. Hot is on the way. Yep, crazy hot is coming. That means your AC will be working overtime. Call Carter Heating and Air. You know the drill. You leave for work in the morning, everything feels great. Walk in the house that evening and it's hot. Yes, crazy hot. Call Carter Heating and Air, 899-1500. Don't live with crazy hot. Carter can help. Online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Clint Powell.
Yes.
Dr. Eastridge.
Yeah.
Soon to be taking over Joe Rogan's podcast.
I'll be a doctor of podcasting.
There you go. Dr. P.
Dr.
And not Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Yeah.
P.
Dr. P. I don't know if I like that one, but sure.
That's true, yeah.
We'll take it. I like Dr. Podcasting. Continue on, sir.
One of my, of course, I've mentioned this many times, one of my favorite readings every morning is the Stoic website. Admiral Hyman Rickover, the father of the nuclear navy in the United States and an unsung hero in the history of the world, was once asked by a congressman if he was prepared for the upcoming hearing in which Hyman needed to speak about a number of complex, important issues. Yes, Rickover said. I shaved and put on a clean shirt to prepare. Rickover didn't need to prepare because he was prepared. He wasn't some figurehead who had to be brief before answering questions. He knew his science and his department inside and out because he lived and breathed his work, famously interviewing something like 14,000 college grads himself for various positions over the years. He also personally tested every nuclear submarine during the initial sea trial after construction. His joke about preparing by getting dressed calls to mind an analogy of Marcus Aurelius, who lived thousands of years ago in the Roman days, who said that a true philosopher is a fighter, not a fencer. A fencer has to put on armor and pick up a weapon. A fighter just has to close their fist. That should be our model, too. We shouldn't be cramming the night before a test or frantically looking for advice once a crisis has arrived. We need to be prepared. We need to be so on top of our work and the knowledge required that everything we need is right there, already in our hands and in our heads. If you're rushing, you're already too late. If you're looking for your weapons, you're already beaten. You got to know this stuff inside and out. And that rings true of me on the level of health because, again, I say, I separate the world into two classes of people, learners and non-learners. If you think you're going to wake up one morning with 102 fever and you've never delved into the potential of nature's pharmacy, holistic medicine, the fact that we have a body, as I spoke about earlier, with despite the worst of injuries, can repair itself, we panic. We panic and we reach out. We become the potential victims of everyone. And the medicine of today is life-saving and it's toxic. It's both. And you have to be very cautious because the majority of medicines given at all walk-in clinics compose of three things: antibiotics, steroids, and painkillers. And those all have significant side effects. And they are life-saving in the appropriate case. But so many people walk in with any symptom and they'll walk out with two to three of those drugs mm-hmm. with no blood work done because it's standard medicine and it's dangerous medicine in my mind. So learn from nutritionw.com, learn from people like Dr. Axe, learn from people like Dr. McCullough, study the podcast. We're in a world of we have more information than all of the libraries put together at our fingertips. So find the people you trust, create the team. Nutrition World can be part of that team.
Well, here's two that if you don't have a relationship with your doctor where you can ask questions and use them as a resource, then you're left with Google and WebMD for all of your answers, which will either tell you you're going to be fine in 24 hours or you should get your will together because you're going to be dead in 24 hours. And most of us don't have a relationship with our doctor where I can call you up with good questions about my health. I can't just call my doctor up every 2 or 3 weeks and go, hey, what about now? You might be able to, but the access to the doctors is limited. So the team concept, next time you meet your doctor, I mean, Ed may disagree with this, but I'm like, hey, by the way, what are some good medical resources for me to check when I can't get a hold of you? Then you go to Ed, you get some resources there. That's how you do it.
We
forget to ask that, though.
You never put one team member or one person on a pedestal that they have all the answers. You create the team before you get sick. Please understand that. Like Dr. Brian Johnson at Nutrition World, he's there available for people. He's the most caring, kind, and educated physician, only integrated physician in this town, and he can answer a lot of questions. But also, you may need a massage therapist as part of your team. You might
Absolutely.
Need acupuncturist. You might need a physical therapist. He's part of my team. But we need to deal with the fact that nature's pharmacy is unknown to traditional medicine. Not only unknown, it's being thrown under the bus daily. I'm going to speak again at the Vascular Institute in November at their conference. I always enjoy that. Thank you, Tracy Lassar and Dr. Lassar. And they're wonderful to help support this show, support the truth, and help support the fact that they believe in people taking control of their health.
I know you're about to wrap it up. You know one thing I think we need more of?
What?
Micro cantaloupes.
I think that's a part of the team member. That's,
yeah. I'm going to come and include that in my team next Thursday. I can promise you that.
Well, I will say you always have to have Dr. Pepper as part of your team.
Absolutely. Dr. P, as you were calling him. Hey, you know what? Maybe I could be a doctor of podcasting. Someone needs a little doctor of podcasting. You can find it at During the Break Podcast.
That's what I was going to ask.
There you go.
What's the name of all your podcasts?
DuringTheBreakPodcast.com or DayFirePodcast.com. There you go, sir.
All right. Hey, that was great. And that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for putting up with my gravelly voice. And again, Alertica is what I'm taking for that condition that I got going on with the allergies. I certainly recommend it. We thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning, 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones from Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.